Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And in the studio, we have Andy Roberts, who's our first guest for today. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Kitty. Nice to be here.
And what a warm day, isn't it?
Sweltering.
So, local musician you are, Andy.
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been playing the guitar for years and years and years, and still doing a bit of it these days.
Oh, that's fabulous. So, your music, what genre do you play?
Singer-songwriter is actually the genre.
It's oh, it is?
Acoustic. Yeah, so oh. I play guitar and sing and write my own songs. And
so what are your influences?
That's the style. Influences? Oh, going right back. It's the the early 70s folk revival, really, and the boom in singer-songwriters that came about then. But specifically, I could name Roy Harper, Loudon Wainwright, Michael Chapman, Kevin Ayers, people like that.
So that's a fabulous, fabulous range there.
Indeed.
So how many songs do you think you've written?
Well, Amy, how many? I'm not exactly sure. I do have a sort of repertoire, but it's about 5 or 6 albums worth.
Wow.
Coming on for 50 or 60.
That's an awful lot, isn't it?
Not counting all the ones that just got thrown away.
Yeah. So me and Andy, actually, we played at the Strings Songwriters Round together as well.
That was great. That was a great night, wasn't it?
It was a really good night.
I enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah, and one of the things that was really interesting was hearing how everyone writes their songs and comes up with their inspiration. What would you say inspires your music?
Right, the music just comes to me after I've already written the lyric.
Mm.
And the lyric, I tend to write deliberately by allocating myself a set period of time during which I'm going to get a load of songs written.
Wow.
And then after a few days, it starts to flow.
Yeah.
And I get quite a lot done. And then in between, there might not be any for a long time. I don't just pick the odd one out of the air now and again.
Yeah.
I do it in sporadic, deliberate bursts.
I find that really interesting because, for me, I find it difficult to write if I'm not in a certain mindset where I feel inspired. But, yeah, the fact that you can focus on it and come up with all these creative ideas is amazing. So, yeah.
So how long have you been a singer-songwriter, Andy?
Well, when I was 16, I didn't like school and I ran away from home and left the country and I ended up in Paris and I was a busker in the metro.
Wow.
And I played all the songs that I knew then, which included 3 or 4 of my own, I think. But the sort of popular songs of the era that earned enough to pay the room and something to eat.
Wow.
And then just kept going since then. So right back since then, since the mid-70s.
That's fabulous. You've got an event coming up, haven't you, at Ventnor Fringe? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this one. It's called Acoustic Island at Ventnor Fringe, and it's my first time actually hosting a lineup with other singers on as well.
Cool.
I've been on the Ventnor Fringe in my own right, just as myself, in different ways, including performing a play.
Wow.
But this time it's a lineup, and we've got fantastic local singers Daisy and Amelia. They're going to be starting us off with just beautiful harmony singing. They've got they're both great singers, but their voices just gel together really nicely, and I'm really happy to be able to have them do a whole set.
Wow. Oh, that's fabulous.
And then probably Dan and Dave, but it's a duo from Kindred Found. I think you know Dan and Dave, Amy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've known Dan from a long time, going back to regular sessions in the Ale House here in Newport.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kindred Found will be taking us up to a short interval, and then afterwards. and then I'll be finishing off myself as Andy Roberts solo singer-songwriter.
Oh, fabulous.
And I'll give you a sample of what that sounds like in a minute.
Yes, indeed.
So how do you get tickets? You can get them from the Ventnor Fringe's purchase site, mm-hmm. vfringe.co.uk, and scroll down from there. If you select filter for music, because they've got hundreds of things on, lots of comedy and drama and all that sort of thing. So filter for music and scroll down a little bit, you'll see the Acoustic Islands show.
That's fabulous.
Wednesday the 22nd in St Catherine's Church in the evening. Doors open 7, show goes on till 9:30.
So St Catherine's Church is a lovely venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, I played in there before. The acoustics are great. You could do it completely without amplification if you wanted to. We'll see how it goes.
But
I have a sound engineer on hand, so
that'll be good.
That'll be good for the duos and things. They need to.
Yeah,
that's fabulous, isn't it?
And stuff.
So, doing or hosting an event. It's, as you say, it's your first time of hosting the whole event. Is this something you're going to be doing a few more of? Do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'll see whether it turns out to suit me or not.
Righty-ho. So
it can be quite fraught if you're just if you're a solo singer-songwriter and you're on the bill with lots and lots of bands and things. I expect you'll have experienced this.
They
tend to shove you on in a little tent at the back in the middle of the afternoon and then all the bands slowly come on later when people turn up. So I wanted to feature the acoustic music as a feature in its own right, as the actual bill, rather than just the lead-up to it.
Indeed.
Mm. So that's the whole ethos behind the Acoustic Island idea.
That's a great thing, isn't it? Because acoustic music is... I love it.
Yeah.
It's such an enjoyable thing, acoustic music, isn't it? So you're going to play us one of your tracks right now, aren't you, live?
Yeah, that's what radios are for. Let's
absolutely. Do so, do you want to... Whenever you're ready. Do you want to talk a bit?
Yeah, sure. So I was thinking about acoustic music and how, as an acoustic singer-songwriter, that's something I relate to a lot. I'm often the first one on the lineup. There was one night I played at Strings when they were all metal bands and they put me on first and no one wanted to listen to the acoustic music. They were just there for rock. So it's really nice to have these events that highlight acoustic music, and it's nice to be able to hear the words as well. And the Acoustic Island showcase, it will be great. It's lovely, isn't it? I love Ventnor Fringe.
Oh, Ventnor Fringe is a fabulous place, isn't it?
I go there every year, and I normally play in Free Fringe as well. And I love St Catherine's Church. It's great in there.
It is a great church. So it's going to be really, really busy down at Ventnor. And over to you, Andy.
Thank you. Well, this is a song I often start with. It's about getting ready. Anxiety of waiting for something to go. It's always hard getting ready, just waiting for something to start. But it fires off a million nerve endings, sends palpitations to the heart. It's easier to just stay at home, never taking that first scary step. All sealed inside of your biosphere dome, stockpiled, boarded and prepped. You know it won't last forever. Well, the sign says we're all out of stock. So gather all those things you're never gonna need. Go round and take one final check. Then turn out the pilot light, unplug the mains, lock the cabin and swab down the deck. Thank you. are easy, they keep passing me by. Date's just a number you can stretch. Who gave us all this procrastinate gene? Through the stick, where it's so hard to fetch. Stop wondering, start your wandering. Quit staying in late at night. Go forth into the unknown, my friends. Stay away from that fireside bright.
Thank you so much, Andy. That was a fabulous track. Now, what was the name of that track?
Getting Ready.
Getting Ready. How great.
Philosophical.
That's great, isn't it? Now, do you want to come a bit closer to the mic so we can have a chat?
So
now, that track is one you're going to be playing on the evening.
So this one I quite often start with. That's quite likely.
Mm. It's a lovely track, that is.
I keep my set list fluid.
That's fair enough.
Swap things in and out as I feel.
Oh, absolutely. So just tell us again when and where.
When and where.
And how people can get tickets.
Wednesday the 22nd, that's this coming Wednesday. The Fringe actually opens tomorrow, Friday.
Yes.
So it's on the Wednesday in the middle of the main week in St. Catherine's Church. That's at the top of the hill opposite the Exchange. And the time, doors open at 7 o'clock. And tickets are available. You can buy them from the Exchange in person or from the website at vfringe.co.uk. Tickets are £12 with some reductions for young people and groups and things like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us today this afternoon, Andy.